Books on Tape presents Arsenals of Folly, The Making of the Nuclear Arms Race, by Richard Rhodes, read by Robertson Dean. Part 1. A Rigid System. What happened in this country was that a rigid system was created, and then life was herded into it. Mikhail Gorbachev. Reality is that which, when you don't believe in it, doesn't go away. Peter Viarik. Chapter 1. To the Chernobyl Sarcophagus. On the Saturday morning in April 1986, when the alarms went off at the Institute for Nuclear Power Engineering of the Byelorussian Academy of Sciences in a forest outside Minsk, the nuclear physicist Stanislav Shushkevich thought the Institute's reactor was bleeding radiation. Its fuel assemblies, sealed inside aluminum cassettes at the bottom of a deep stainless steel tank full of distilled water, might have sprung a leak. Or something might have spilled at the Institute's radiochemistry lab. Dosimeter operators began working their way methodically through the labs and offices, and found radiation everywhere. It was in people's hair and clinging to their clothes. It registered 200 times normal on the air filters. It was near danger levels at the front door. The dosimetrists moved outside and discovered it there as well, on the sidewalk, on the grass, on the periwinkle crocuses pushing up through the dark litter of the forest floor. So the Institute wasn't the source. An order over the public address system warned everyone to stay indoors. Someone called the Lithuanian nuclear power complex at Ignalina, 100 miles northwest, and radiation was everywhere there, too. Chernobyl, in the Ukraine, was farther away.